Mayday, mayday, attention to all LAPD's units. Today's streets most wanted are currently Voodoo Fan members. Warning, they are extremely dangerous, hazardous, might carry highly explosive samples, loops, and fast beats, explicit lyrics. Catch them. You will be highly rewarded for this.
Buonasera a tutti ascoltatori e ascoltatrici di Sherwood Radio. Benvenuti a una nuova puntata di Ear to the Street, l'appuntamento con la cultura, musica e mondo hip hop e dintorni in compagnia di Max Ambassador. Abbiamo una puntata speciale quest'oggi dedicata appunto alla vicenda di Floyd e soprattutto a tutta la violenza gratuita e l'abuso di potere esercitato dalla polizia soprattutto negli Stati Uniti. Abbiamo elaborato per voi una interessante playlist, una playlist che è stata stilata negli anni ripercorrendo un po' alcuni brani miliari che vanno a costituire questa playlist che diventa la colonna sonora puntuale di questo momento di crisi e che corrobora un po' le rivendicazioni e tutte le manifestazioni contro l'abuso di potere da parte della polizia. Siete in ascolto di Ear to the Street in compagnia di Max Ambassador, l'appuntamento con la cultura mondo hip hop e dintorni. Qui sulle frequenze di Sherwood. Iniziamo la nostra playlist dedicata a Black Lives Matter. E iniziamo con Looking Through the Eyes of a Pig. Loro sono i Cypress Hill, dalla voce nasale di Be Real, dalle produzioni cristalline di DJ Muggs e dal contraltare di Sam Dogg. Loro sono i Cypress Hill. Looking Through the Eyes of a Pig. Buon ascolto.
Supply from evidence from a bust on the body. That doesn't concern me, we never Flying only. Go to unit 173. Unit City Marshall, unit unknown trouble, 4036 on 22nd place, 4036.
Now I'm on my way back to the station to check out, so I can go home, relax, take a drink and think about my abrupt change out of the clean to the corrupt. Looking through the eye of the pig, I'm all fucked. No longer can I determine who's the criminal, from the innocent man down to the pedophile. No one gives a fuck about me, I'm slipping in the darkness. I'm coming to grips and feeling harmless. What's this? A dark green truck, tinted windows, duly modified, probably a dope filler inside. Raise your hands out the window in the get 'em high position. Don't move or I'm gonna blast your fucking head off. Just tell me when the guns in the bar and you'll get off. Don't give me that bullshit, I've heard about your raps. All you talking about is slanging and shooting off the straps. Okay, Mr. Beetle, get the fuck out of the truck. I love it how all you fucking rappers think you're so tough. Hit the fucking
floor. E questo era Looking Through the Eyes of a Pig dei Cypress Hill. Pig, che diventa la metafora appunto degli sbirri della polizia in questo episodio raccontato dalla sapiente narrazione di Be Real dei Cypress Hill. Un altro brano sempre della zona Golden State, ovvero sia California e Los Angeles, mentre da Southgate migriamo più a South Central, troviamo The Far Side, altra formazione losangelina che ci regala un brano più sarcastico, sempre come leitmotiv l'abuso della polizia e degli uomini in divisa. Il brano porta il titolo niente meno che di Officer. Loro sono i Far Side.
Please, oh please, don't pull me over, Mr. Officer, don't pull me
ed avete ascoltato questa traccia dei Farside, formazione miliare della scena alternativa hip hop di Los Angeles con l'epicentro a Compton South Central. Noi migriamo a un altro brano e sempre di questa playlist non poteva mancare Tupac Shakur, MC che nasce proprio in prigione, in carcere, essendo la sua madre una militante delle Black Panthers, che era stata detenuta nel carcere di New York, dove lui nasce e poi però si fa le ossa soprattutto nel Golden State in California, fino a diventare una vera e propria icona, Tupac Shakur. Noi ci andiamo ad ascoltare il suo brano Trapped, che appunto narra le vicende di un detenuto in seguito a un arresto, diciamo, forzato da parte delle forze d'ordine solo in base a appartenenza etnica e pregiudizi. Trapped!
Trapped.
avete appena ascoltato Trap di Tupac Shakur, una delle icone del hip hop targato Bay Area, California, Golden State. E ora noi ci andiamo ad ascoltare un altro brano molto provocatorio e non poteva mancare nella nostra playlist, KRS-One, direttamente dalla Boogie Down Production. Siamo sul versante opposto, a New York troviamo The Blastmaster, The Teacher, come viene ribattezzato, KRS-One, dove questo acronimo sta per Knowledge Reigns Supreme on Nearly Everyone. Il brano porta il titolo interrogativo Who Protects Us From You? Chi ci protegge da te? Tu dovresti proteggerci, ma la domanda è chi ci protegge da te? Who protects us from you? KRS-One. Buon ascolto. Ed era Who Protects Us From You di KRS-One. Poi andiamo sempre a New York e dal Bronx migriamo in quel di Brooklyn, dove troviamo i Dead Prez, una formazione sempre molto legata al conscious hip hop e alla propria comunità afroamericana, nel senso di appartenenza. I Dead Prez ci regalano questo Police State, un brano che si spiega da sé.
You have the emergence in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state? The state is this organized bureaucracy. It is the police department. It is the army, the navy. It is the prison system, the courts, and what have you. This is the state. It is a repressive organization. But the state, and well, you know, you've got to have the police, because if there were no police, look at what you'd be doing to yourselves. You'd be killing each other if there were no police. But the reality is, the police become necessary in human society. Only at that juncture in human society, where it is split between those who have and those who ain't got.
I thought Molotov cocktail at the precinct, you know how we think. Organize the hood under our ching banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras in the streetlight watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P, I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons, dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony, organize the wealth into a socialist economy, a way of life based off the common needs. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed.
The average black male live a third of his life in a jail cell, 'cause the world is controlled by the white male, and the people don't never get justice, and the women don't never get respected, and the problems don't never get solved, and the jobs don't never pay enough, so the rent always be late. Can you relate?
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects, material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We tired of that, corporations hiring blacks, denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my raps. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathing it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now. Many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male live a third of his life in a jail cell, 'cause the world is controlled by the white male, and the people don't never get justice, and the women don't never get respected, and the problems don't never get solved, and the jobs don't never pay enough, so the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.
Questa era Police State dei Dead Prez, di cui conosciamo benissimo M1, che è venuto anche a suonare al CSO Pedro insieme a DJ Bono. E ora nuovamente diamo la parola al maestro KRS-One, che ci regala un'altra perla all'interno di questa playlist, che diventa un po' un manifesto Sound of the Police, appunto il suono della polizia, con questo Sound of Police, tra l'altro una interpolazione che viene ripresa da niente meno che il grandissimo DJ Cut Killer sulla famosa pellicola L'Odio. Sound of the Police, KRS-One.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. Stand clear, done, man attack. You can't stand where I stand, you can't walk where I walk. Watch out, we run New York. Policeman come, we bust him up.
what you're doing. The officer will pull you over just when he's pursuing. The overseer had the right to get ill. And if you fought back, the overseer had the right to kill. The officer has the right to arrest. And if you fight back, they put a hole in your chest. They both ride horses. After 400 years, I've got no choices. The police, them have a nickel gun. So when I'm on the streets, I walk around with a bigger one. I hear it all day, just so they can run the light and be upon their way.
Sound of the Police, KRS-One, The Blastmaster. Ora ci andiamo ad ascoltare qualcosa di più attuale, sempre all'interno della nostra playlist contro la polizia, Black Lives Matter, e porta la firma e la narrazione di Kendrick Lamar. Insieme a Beyoncé ci regalano questo splendido brano Freedom, che parla proprio di autodeterminazione e libertà. E le 16 barre di Kendrick Lamar ci proiettano proprio in un inseguimento da parte della polizia verso lui, un brano autobiografico con chiare didascalie.
Themselves. I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqueducts. Fire hydrants and hazardous smoke alarms on the back of us. But mama, don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me. Honestly, guiding me, I can be more than I gotta be. Stole from me, lied to me, nation hypocrisy, gold on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high desert. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever reads.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? 'Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Is it true? You see, I find the key in me. In me.
Ed era Freedom di Kendrick Lamar con Beyoncé. Freedom. E ora passiamo a Main Source, formazione miliare della scena di Brooklyn. Siamo sempre a New York e troviamo il grandissimo gruppo formato da produttori, super producers, e loro sono i Main Source, che ci regalano la produzione di Large Professor con questo brano A Friendly Game of Baseball, che è la metafora più azzeccata mai scritta per quanto riguarda l'abuso della polizia, ossia il gioco del baseball come il gioco esercitato da parte della polizia, che con una mazza uccide e tartassa e aggredisce i suoi bersagli.
Oh shit, another young brother hit. I better go over my man's crib and get the pump. 'Cause to the cops, shooting brothers is like playing baseball, and they're never in a slump. I guess when they shoot up a crew, it's a grand slam, and when it's one, it's a home run. But I'ma be ready with a wild pitch. My finger got a bad twitch, plus I wanna switch sides and step up to the batter's box. Fuck red and white, I got on black socks. But let them shoot a person from the White Sox. What's the call? Foul ball. Babe Ruth would've made a good cop, but he didn't. Instead he was a bigot, dig it. My life is valuable and I protect it like a gem. Instead of cops shooting me, I'm going out shooting them. And let them cough up blood like phlegm. It's grim, but dead is my antonym. And legally they can't take a fall. Yo, check it out, it's just a friendly game of baseball. Bad injury, but don't get happy, you're in jail for a century. Just as bad as being shot in the groin. To see who'll shoot ya, they'll flip a coin and watch it run for the stretch. But you don't know the man is at home waiting to make the catch. Salt the outfield, your guns you're down. You're out, off to the dugout, underground. I know a cop that's savage. His pockets stay green like cabbage, 'cause he has a good batting average. No questions, just pulls out the flamer, and his excuses get lamer. Once a brother tried to take a lead, but they shot him in his face saying he was trying to steal a base. And people watched the news for coverage on the game and got the nerve to complain. They need to get themselves a front row seat or save the baseline for a beat. 'Cause television just ain't designed for precision, y'all. It's just a friendly game of baseball. A kid caught on, but I don't know where the brother went. The umpires or the government, I guess they kicked him out the game and replaced him with a pinch hitter. And the scammy was a quitter. So the cops usually torment, I mean tournament. Winham, I was saying, you can't let the umpires hear you speak in battle like the other kids you won't be playing. Cause they'll beat you till your ass drop. A walking gun with a shell in his hand is their mascot. When you run around, let it be noticed, step lightly. The bases are loaded, my man got out from three strikes in the skull, but the knife he was carrying was dull. Instead of innings, we have endings. What a fine way to win things. And hot dog vendors have fun selling you the cat, rat, and dog on a bun. And when you ask what is all of this called, it's just a friendly game of baseball.
You lowlifes, you take that, and that, and that. I'm here to protect and serve, and that's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Ed era Friendly Game of Baseball da parte dei Main Source, tratto da uno degli album miliari di allora, ovvero sia Breaking Atoms, uno dei pochi album che è riuscito ad ottenere ben un gradimento di 5 microfoni, ovvero sia il massimo dei voti. Siamo giunti quasi alla conclusione della nostra playlist, abbiamo ancora altri due brani. E uno porta la firma di Ice Cube direttamente dai NWA, con l'ospite direttamente dai Public Enemy Chuck D, la voce, il portavoce, l'emblema, l'icona dei Public Enemy Chuck D. Il brano è Endangered Species, tratto dal primo album solista di Ice Cube, dove Endangered Species sta per appunto specie in estinzione, riferito chiaramente alla comunità afroamericana.
At the bottom of our news tonight, there's been a new animal aimed in the direction of falling off the face of the earth. Yes, young black teenagers are recorded to be the oldest and the newest creatures added to the endangered species list. As of now, the government has not made steps to preserve the blacks. When asked why, a top law official adds, "'cause they make good game."
Living large, telling me to get out the gang. I'm a nigga, gotta live by the trigger. How the fuck do you figure that I can say peace and the gunshots won't cease? Every time killer goes ignored, they're just sending another nigga to the morgue. A boy scored, they can give a fuck about us. They'd rather catch us with guns and white powder. If I was old, they'd probably be friend of me. Since I'm young, they consider me the enemy. They'll kill 10 of me to get the job correct. To serve, protect, and break a nigga's neck. Cause I'm the one with a trunk of fuck. And fuck the police in the tape deck. You should listen to me, cause there's more to see. Call my neighborhood a ghetto, cause the house is minorities. Now the color don't know, you can rub it out high. These are tales from the dark side.
All of us are in danger, yeah! Damn!
Fear in the bull sack. Run, 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 the ass up the rock with the dark side.
Questa era Endangered Species con la voce di Ice Cube e featuring di Chuck D. E la nostra playlist si chiude, e non poteva essere altrimenti, con la formazione miliare di Compton, della zona South Central di Los Angeles. Loro sono gli NWA, Niggers with Attitude, letteralmente i neri con la puzza sotto il naso. Chiaramente è una provocazione, un shock value che ci dà questa formazione, con il loro brano manifesto Fuck the Police, che diventa anche un po' il manifesto di questa playlist in questi tempi così critici. È un brano che è andato oltre tante controversie e minacce di censura, ma è riuscito comunque a farsi sentire sia nei live che anche nella colonna sonora, come questa playlist. Fuck the Police, NWA.
Right about now, NWA court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy motherfucking E.
Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle.
Nigga is selling narcotics.
You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole up bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path of police. I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Think you think I'ma kick your ass. But drop your gat, and Ren's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime. But I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me. Any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope. Taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad. With potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around. Put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that. But it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day. But a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
police.
To the stand and tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit.
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking, sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence, cause my identity by itself causes violence. So E with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror, and it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the 8, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Jurious finds you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Wait, that's a lie! That's a goddamn lie!
Get him out of here!
I want justice!
Get him the fuck out of my face!
I want justice!
Out right now!
Fuck you, you black motherfucker!
Fuck the police! Fuck the police! Fuck the police!
Ed erano gli NWA con Fuck the Police. Pensate, in questa formazione c'erano veramente MCs che poi fecero la storia, già loro presente ma anche come solisti, perché ci regalarono personaggi del calibro di Dr. Dre alle produzioni, anche al microfono, nonché DJ Yella. Poi Eazy-E, purtroppo compianto, rest in peace, e appunto Ice Cube, oltre che il sottovalutato ma altamente qualificato MC Ren. Ed era tutto per questa playlist Black Lives Matter Special Edition A to the Street. You hear it first. Sherwood Radio, that's what's up. Don't get it twisted. Max Ambassador to Musical Massacre. Aight?